We are talking about Pidyon Peter Chamor. Let's chaz a little bit of what we've seen so far, so that we are able, Be'ez Hashem, now to do a good job tonight. Tonight, hopefully things can be clear and nice and part of a package. We're learning Bechoros now. We spoke about how there are three different kinds of Bechor. There's Bechor Adam, a person. That's where we do Pidyon HaBen. That's where we the Bechor gets Pishnaim. He gets double the Yerusha. And we spoke about how there was original time from Adam HaRishon through Moshe, where the Bechor would be the person who would also do Avoda in Beis HaMikdash. And that's very important. That's the eighth parak of Mesachas Bechoros. There's also Bechor Behema Tehora. A Bechor Behema Tehora from a pure animal, that Bechor, you're going to be makriv it as a carbon. What we spoke about last week, and we're going to speak about tonight, is the following. Bechor Behema Timea, of impure animals. So the Gemara darshins in Bechoros on Daf Hey Amud Beis that not all Behema Timeas do we care about their Bechor. We only really care about the Bechor of the child of a Chamor. Manishtanu asked the Gemara, Pitre Chamor mi Pitre Susim Vigmalim. Horses, camels, why Dafka the Chamor? Why if the Chamor is firstborn? So the Gemara has one day it's a Gezeirus HaKasav. The Gemara has another day that's because the Chamorim were helpful for us. Bishas Yitziyasa mi Mitzrayim, Shein Lecha Kol Echav Echav mi Yisrael, So Hayu Imo Tishim Chamorim, Tuuni mi Kispa Vezava Shal Mitzrayim. Different ideas why Svara Gezeirus HaKasav, but the only animal we really care about is a Pidyon Peter Chamor. I want to talk to you about a couple of just of Peter Chamor. I want to talk the firstborn of a Chamor. I want to give you a couple just basic halachos, and then from there we're going to try to focus on one major issue. The basic halacha is as follows. You are responsible for giving a seh. You redeem the animal. I give the kohen a seh. After I give the kohen a seh, the kohen gets a seh, it's chulin, I get my chamor, I'm all good. It's much more analogous to pidyon haben, where obviously you're not makrif the firstborn kid. You give the kohen a certain amount of money, and then the kid, now everything is all good. There are some differences, but that's pidyon peter chamor. There are questions in terms of who is chayev and who is not chayev. The Minchas Tchinah has a long discussion. The Sefer HaMachneh and Mesachas Kiddushin, I believe, and Daf Chav Tes talks about this. Are women chayavos or not in pidyon peter chamor? Maybe it relates to who's chayev in pidyon haben and some questions like that. But that's more or less halacha. What if I don't have a seh? What do I do if I don't have a seh? So then I'm allowed to give the value of the chamor. I can either use a seh, or I can give the value of the chamor, think like shove a kesef type, I can give the value to the kohen. Pidyon peter chamor is one of the chaf dalet matnos kahuna. The kohen eventually gets it. There are 24 priestly gifts, things the kohen gets. Those halachas, just to know, are in Seder, a lot of them are in Seder Zra'im. Hilchos Bikurim is really Hilchos Bikurim, Imshar Matnos Kahuna Shebikvulim. So it's the way end of Hilchos Bikurim. It seems like a bit of an odd place to put it, because it may be a bit of an odd place to put it, but it could be that there's no more natural place in Mishnah Torah for this to be. It's not really a karban, so where exactly am I going to put it? Not so clear. So it may not be the worst place. So that's where the halachas are going to be. You can look there, and you'll see a bit of more of an overview of the halachas. What I want to focus on tonight is a very important and fundamental question. What exactly is the nature of the pidyon? What exactly are you accomplishing, and what exactly are you doing? In many ways, all we're going to do tonight is say out a minchas chinach. It's a bit of a long minchas chinach. He happens to tie together a bunch of gemaras in the first parak of Bechoros, and does a very, very, he happens to, it's awesome. Let's say it like that. So he starts like this. We'll build, I'm going to go one mahalach at a time. The first mahalach is as follows. The Gemara tells us in Bechoros on Test Amud Beis, we quoted this last week, that according to Rebbe Yehuda, when your chamor gives birth, the peter chamor, that peter chamor is aser behana'a. Until I redeem the animal, that animal is also derived benefit from. It seems like it's really kadosh. Says the Minchas Chinuch, not the biggest chiddush in the world. If that's a pshat according to Rebbe Yehuda, that it's really aser, so what is the nature of the pidyon? The pidyon at its core is to remove the kedusha and to remove the iser. It's much more of hilchos iser veheter. I'm trying to remove the kedusha from the peter chamor. However, again, we'll work off Milson a little bit differently. Says Rip Shimon, that's not true. He thinks the Peter Chamor is not Aser Bahana. The Chamor that's born is not Aser Bahana. You're allowed to derive benefit from it. I just have an obligation that I have to give a Kohen, I have to give the Kohen the Seh. But it's not really Aser Bahana. Just like, as an example, in Pidyon HaBen, before you redeem your kid after 30 days, so the kid's not like Aser Bahana. You're allowed to the kid does nothing for the first 30 days. Like, I don't know. Anything I have is not good to say. I don't know what the kid does the first 30. I mean, I know because, like, I, Baruch Hashem, have had four, but and I've been, like, involved in their upbringing. But I don't know exactly what it is. But let's say you'd want to. The point is that there's no Iser Hana at all. If there's no Iser Hana and there's no real Kedusha there, so what am I doing with the Pidyon? What am I doing with the Pidyon? Clearly, it's not about being mafkia and iser. There is no iser. There is no kedusha inherent in the animal. So what? Again, we saw for Yehuda that kedusha is aguf, kedusha is damim. But certainly, I'm trying to remove an element of kedusha. But for Shimon, there is no kedusha. So what is it? So pashtus, it's not really a halacha of iser v'heter. It's really a halacha of dinei mamonos. That really what I'm trying to do, it's a halacha that you have to give the Kohen. If you have a firstborn chamor, you have a chiyav of nesina lekohen, of giving the Kohen the seh. So we see two mahalchim based in the Gemara. Is it more about being mafkia the iser? It's more iser v'hetzer, that's what it's like. It's more like being po de hektish. I'm removing an iser. Or is it more about giving over the money that I owe a Kohen, a servant of money, and you have Petr Chamor, you have a Chiyav Mammon to a Kohen. Why does that matter? So there are two major issues that are impacted by this. And then we'll talk about a third, that'll be a tie into Chuma. The first issue is as follows. Bracha. The Rishonim have a discussion in general, a very famous Chuvas HaRashba, a very famous discussion in Yavud Ra'am in source number 12. When do you make a bracha when you perform a mitzvah? The Gemara Sachman Daf Zayin tells us. The Gemara Megillah and Daf Chafal tells us. Kol ha-mitzvos kulon mevarech aleihen over la'asiyasan. Whenever you perform a mitzvah, you should say a bracha first. But there are certain times where not every bracha gets a mitzvah. The most famous example is the mitzvah of tzedakah. Tzedakah, before you give tzedakah, you don't say a bracha. Why not? That's a discussion, but you don't. And the Rishonim have different theories why some brachas get mitzvahs and some brachas don't get mitzvahs. Another discussion about them, so the Avud Ram has a discussion, it's pretty clear that Pidyon Peter Chamor actually does get a bracha. Pidyon Peter Chamor does get a bracha. Okay. But another question is, when do I make a bracha? The Rambam tells us, it's the Gemara Masechet Menachos, you make a bracha at Gemara Mitzvasa. You make a bracha when the mitzvah is completed. If a mitzvah has six steps, you don't make a bracha at the first step, you make a bracha when you're actually mekayim it. So when do I make my bracha when you do Pidyon Peter Chamor? So Tosfos writes in Masechet Bechoros and Daf Yud Aleph that you recite the bracha at the time that you separate it. Not when it actually gets to the Kohen. Not when it gets to the Kohen, says Tosfos in Bechoros there. Tosfos writes, you do it mevorich al pidyon peter chamor v'lo bishas nesina lekohen d'me'idna d'afrase b'irshusei d'kohen kai. Why am I making a bracha at shas hafrasha? Why am I making a bracha at shas hafrasha? So the minchas chinuch suggests, well, I make a bracha at shas hafrasha. You know why? Because, like Rabbi Yehuda, the real mitzvah is not getting it to the Kohen. The real mitzvah is being mafkia it. The fact that it gets to the Kohen is just an afterthought. It's a technically belongs to the Kohen to get to the Kohen. What's really the mitzvah? The mitzvah is designating the seh, being podeh it. The hafrasha is the real mitzvah. You remove the iser. And that's why I make the bracha there, because that really is gemar mitzvasa. But I got to make sure it's going to go to the Kohen. So that's not really so much of a mitzvah. Getting it to the Kohen is not really so much. That's just, technically, it's his, so I have to give it to him. That's one way of saying it. But Maybe if you look at Tosfos, there's another pshat. Maybe the reason why I make a bracha at Hafrasha isn't because the whole mitzvah is removing the Isser, and the Isser gets removed then. But maybe there's another reason. Maybe the mitzvah is all about Nesina LeKohen. Maybe the mitzvah is all about getting it to a Kohen. So how can I make the bracha at Hafrasha? Why would the Gemar mitzvah be Hafrasha? So Tosfos says as follows. Because at the second that you are mafresh it, it already goes into the reshus of the Kohen. So what may Tosfos be saying? Ein hachinami, the mitzvah is getting it into, is giving it to a Kohen. So how am I making that afrasha? Because says Tosfos, the second that you're mafresh it, the set already goes to Birshus Kohen. It may not go to any individual Kohen, but maybe that suffices. Maybe it's good enough. As long as it gets to Rishus Kohen, I've been doing the mitzvah. It's a bit of a chiddush. Maybe that's not true. Maybe really I should make a bracha on the senior for those we've shown him. But maybe, even if it's about getting it to the Kohen, but maybe as long as it gets to the Rishus of the Kohen, halachically, now it belongs to him, even if technically it hasn't gone to him yet, maybe that would suffice. One, two, and three, and that. We spoke so far about two mahalchim in nature of Pinyan Petach Hamor. Mahalch number one, our primary goal is to be mafkia the Isser. Number two, our primary goal is to get to the Kohen. One nafkmina may be the role of Hafrasha versus the role of Nesina. If it's about mafkia the Isser, Hafrasha is where all the action's at, and that's why the bracha is going to be the Hafrasha. If it's about Nesina, so maybe it's bracha Nesina. But Tobo's right to make it out of Hafrasha. So maybe the pshat would be that even at Hafrash, Tobo says it already gets to the Kohen's property. And therefore, even the mitzvah of getting it to the Kohen, maybe that suffices. I don't think so. Be more mamana shape at stuff. Okay. Not to my knowledge, but we, the problem is like this. Nechassina says that we hold like Rib Shimon. Sorry, says that that's only for Rib Shimon, it's about Nesina. We hold like Rib Yehuda that Pidyon Petach Hamor is Asur Bahana. So, guys, if what we would say if we held like that is a little bit less clear. I'll give you one more nafkamina. One more nafkamina. By the way, if it's explicit, by the way, in the Rush. The Rush in Simon Yudal there, right, even. Aba Pidyon Hamor, Miyad Bishas Pidyon Nigmara HaMitzvah. Hilgok Mevarich Alter. He's explicit like the Mechaschinach that the mitzvah is entirely fulfilled at the Hafrasha, it's all about removing that. Okay. What about another machlokas in the Gemara? This machlokas in the Gemara. The Gemara, the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis and Beis. What about the following case? I separate my set. I am mafresh pidyon peter chamor vames. Bilazer Omer chayavim barchuyuso tichamisha shlan salben chamor ein chayavim barchuyuso kepidyon meister sheni. What if you separate? You separate it. And then the animal dies, the set dies. Do I have to give the Kohen now a new set? I separated it already. Do I have to give the Kohen a new set? That's a machlokas in the Gemara. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Pashtus, I would say that's a nafkamina. If the mitzvah is really all about the Hafrasha, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda, it's being mafkia, the Isser. So then it's very likely that once I'm mafresh, I was yotzei the mitzvah. So even if something happens to the animal subsequently, well, it's not my problem. It was I was still yotzei the mitzvah. But he points out, as does the Maharal Al-Ghazi, if I hold like Rib Shimon, and Rib Shimon understands that there's no kedusha in the chamor, and that all I'm really doing fundamentally, this is a mitzvah of chi of nesina to the Kohen, so then Lechora, I understand why I'd be chayav b'achriyuso. I'm responsible to make sure the Kohen gets a set. If I separated it beforehand, pashtus, no one cares until it actually gets to the Kohen. That was second nafkamina. Is it about being mafkia the Isser, or is it about getting it to the Kohen? It's more mamanos. If it being mafkia the Isser, so then once I'm mafkia, I'm yotze, I'm making bracha afrasha, something happens to it afterwards, not my problem. If it's about more of a momentous idea, I got to make sure it gets to the Kohen, I'm responsible to there, and I have to say a bit of a chiddush, when exactly would I make the bracha or not make the bracha. That. The last discussion is one that will bring us back to the wonderful world of truma. The wonderful world of truma. One thing which, let's give a bit of a hakdama, and we'll try to, you know, go from there. In general, in the Matnas Kahuna, most of them involve two steps. First, I separate that which I'm going to give to the Kohen, and then I give it to the Kohen. I first separate, and then I give it. We saw that in regards to Trumos, we saw that in regards to Maestros, there's a Hafrush of the Truma, then there's a Nesina to the Kohen. I separate Truma, then I give it to the Kohen. We saw at the time, if you remember, a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, and say for our mitzvos, how many mitzvos are there? Hafrasha and Nesina. We saw that the Ramban thinks that there are two mitzvahs, Hafrasha and Nesina. Each one its own independent step. Says the Ramban, you make a bracha at Hafrasha, if I make a bracha at Hafrasha's truma, must be that's a mitzvah. There's also a mitzvah called Nesina. There are two separate mitzvahs. However, the Rambam understood in regards to truma, there's only one mitzvah. Hafrasha's truma and Nesina's truma, there's only one mitzvah. We saw at the time a shaila in the Rambam, is the real mitzvah the Hafrasha, or is the real mitzvah the Nesina? What about Pidyon Peter Chamor? How many mitzvahs are there in Pidyon Peter Chamor? So, what's interesting is that both for the Rambam and for the Ramban, there's only one mitzvah. Hafrasha and Nesina, they're all one mitzvah. If you're a Rambam person, that's not surprising. Just like Truma is one mitzvah, so too Pidyon Peter Chamor is one mitzvah. Not that much to really talk about. But if you understand that, like the Ramban, that often Truma is two mitzvahs, Hafrash is a mitzvah, and Nesina is a mitzvah, so why isn't Pidyon Peter Chamor also two mitzvahs? Why isn't there one mitzvah when I separate the Seh, and another mitzvah when I actually go and I give it to a Kohen? So, the way some understand the Minchas Chinuch, I think the footnotes in the Machon Yerushalayim, the newer Machon Yerushalayim has it, he says as follows. The pshat for the Ramban is as follows. We really paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that Pidyon Peter Chamor, that the animals Aser Behana, again from last week, either because it's Kedushas Guf, or Kedushas Damim, or a unique kind of Kedushas Bechor, kind of an idea, but there's something about it. But if I hold like Rabbi Yehuda, so what's really the mitzvah on Pidyon Peter Chamor? The real mitzvah is the pidyon, is the hafrasha. The real mitzvah is separate the set. So the Ramban counts one mitzvah because there really only is one mitzvah. In truma, both parts are mitzvahs. Hafrasha is a truma and the nesina is a mitzvah. But this is different. This is different because the hafrasha, that's the real mitzvah. It's just a mitzvah being mafkia the iser. What is the nesina? What is the nesina? Why isn't the nesina counted as a mitzvah? So I think if you read the Michal Chinuch closely, I think what he actually means is that it is like a Rambam Kishe Kesef kind of idea. In a Chinami, really, it is a mitzvah, but it's not explicit in the Torah. We just don't really count it. I think that's what he really seems to say. But the way some like to say it, if you want to keep the Torah nice and have the footnotes understand it, which is definitely possible, close parentheses, that the following is the pshat. That according to the Ramban, the Nesina is not a mitzvah. It's all about the Hafrasha. What is the Nesina? The Nesina is just that everything else, it's a din that it now belongs to the Kohen. When I mafresh it, I remove the Kedusha from the Chamor. So what do I have right now? The Seh, it happens to be, it belongs to the Kohen. It's Mamon Kohen. But that's not called a mitzvah. It's not called a separate kind of a mitzvah. If I stam have a, if I borrow someone's computer, and I happen to have it, and I'm going to give it to him, it's not a maisa mitzvah, Shabbos Aveda type stuff, we'll say for now. It's not a mitzvah. I have it, I'm giving back to him. It's not lost. So says the Michas Chinuch, ki eina, ayin tzer rabban shkazot kein, hachanam, eina mevuar shikin apidyon, raksha Torah gazra, dizeh shayach lekoin. Ava belason mitzvah lebailim sheyitnu, eina mevuar. It doesn't say that it's a mitzvah of Nesina. It just, that's what it is. End of the day, is a din that you have a Nesina to a Kohen. Let's have it, and we'll see if we have time for one more small section. We saw the following. We saw that Pidyon Peter Chamor is, you take the first animal before Behemoth, Temeah, Dafka, Chamor, Y, Gemar, Mechoris, Dafay, either it's a Gzeiris Akasav, Dafka, that animal, or somebody they helped us in Mitzrayim, and therefore they have a certain status that we're going to try to redeem. We saw a discussion, are women chayavos in Pidyon Peter Chamor or not? Questions like that. What about, what exactly is the fundamental nature of the mitzvah? What am I really doing? Am I really just removing an iser from the animal? Or is it more like dinei mamonos? We saw it's a question, impacts on the brachas, impacts hiv achrayas, and things like that. I'll add one just additional kinach. I don't know exactly how it fits in, but it's an interesting idea nonetheless. The Gemara in Bechoros does seem to imply that, let's say you're a nice guy, and your friend's chamor gives birth to an animal. So what do you want to do? You want to be podeh peter chamor shel chaveiro. You're a nice guy, so I want to be podeh my friend's chamor. Am I allowed to do that? So the Gemara implies yes. The Gemara implies that you are allowed to be hapodeh peter. That implies hapodeh peter chamor shel chaveiro pidyono padoy. If I do it, it works. Tosfos has the kasha here in Meseches Bechoros Daf Yud Aleph. Tobas also has the kasha in Baba Kama and Daf Samech Ches. Tobas asks, "You learn it together?" No. Tobas has the kasha, but it's not true with other matnos kahuna. With truma, that's not true. If I want to separate truma without your permission, it has to be. I have to have your das there. Well, Shilas, Nigamar, Mesech, and Dharm, that's involved. What about Zachin and Shlichas, and is it implicit, or things like that? But fundamentally, there has to be a degree of das, as Tov was there, Mesech, Bechoros. Truma, that's a Shilas in the Gemara, if Truma requires das. Why is it so pashut for Peter Chamor, that Peter Chamor does require? That Peter Chamor does require, does not require, a friend can do it on his own. Tovos in Baba Kama asks about other things. Tovos there asks about... I think the context there is about being... I'm trying to think right now, I forgot. Neta Revayim Meiser Sheni. They also require Das. So what exactly is the difference? So Reb Chaim in Hilchos Meiser Sheni offers the following insight. Reb Chaim is just an idea to know. Reb Chaim understands as follows. When do you require das? Maybe in Shuma das required, maybe in some other context. When do you really require das? The answer is, you require das if there's a real ba'al. If I'm the ba'alim on something, so I'm in control of it, and then you demand my das if you're going to do something for me. I'm the ba'alim, do something for me, so then you have to, you require my das. Says Reb Chaim, which is an important din, we'll see if this ever comes up again and how it fits maybe a future week. But says Reb Chaim, when it comes to Pidyon Peter Chamor, you're not really the Bailim. You're not really the Bailim on it at all. It's a din that it has to, that you have to, that it's a chiyuv to be poed to it, but it's not per se that much in your control. If someone else wants to do it on your behalf, that's fine. It's less almost a din that some halachas, I'm Bailim over those things, I'm Bailim over the produce. And therefore, truma is all under my control. But says Reb Chaim, that's not so true when it comes to Pidyon Peter Chamor. Maybe in a future week we'll try to pin down exactly what that means and why that may be so. That is more or less what we wanted to accomplish tonight. Let's chazer what we saw this evening. I'm sorry it's a bit shorter, but I'm losing my throat in a second. What we, hopefully I'll be good with my throat. Ben Harad, Bon Shalom, Shabbat, with wonderful things. But we saw tonight Pidyon Peter Chamor. We saw some very important discussions about the nature of that pidyon, and the question of exactly how that works and what its primary goal is. Next week, I think we're going to move on to regular Bechor. We'll have a bit of an introduction that should be nice and tight. That'll hopefully help us get a little more comfortable with some other more directly kutchim ideas. Shkoyach, guys, and have a wonderful night.